the rest of the story. Russ and Bill stared at each other with blank expressions for an instant and then laughed out loud. Scientists do that sometimes when they're happy, and Westchester University biologist Russell Vreeland and his partner, geologist William Rosenzweig, were pleased indeed, having observed under their laboratory microscope that which no one could have anticipated. Their unexpected triumph had begun with a field trip to New Mexico in 1998. Russ and Bill were interested in salt crystals, as they occur in nature specifically, not the little ground-up salt that you're used to in the shaker. Well, there's this huge deposit of salt crystals about 30 miles east of Carlsbad, a formation called the Salado, literally salty in Spanish. But anyway, the boys have handheld electric drills with a coring bit, and a friend at the United States Department of Energy, the latter of whom in 1998 said, sure, come visit our waste isolation pilot plant near Carlsbad. It's got an air shaft that jabs about 2,000 feet down into the Salado. Well, Russ and Bill went down there. Oh, I mean all the way down that air shaft, 1,850 feet. And they managed to haul out 220 pounds of rock salt, which they then took back to Russell's Pennsylvania campus. For salt crystal fanatics, this is like it's like running off with the entire Comstock load. But in any event, try to imagine now the awe and the elation of these two scientists upon discovering that a solitary lump, a coal-sized hunk of crystallized salt from their recovered treasure, was distinguished from the rest in that buried in its core appeared to be a teensy little bubble of water. Of course they had to find out. So they drilled a little teensy hole in the rock salt and siphoned out the contents of the bubble, and sure enough, it was water. Now, if you'd strolled into the laboratory shortly afterward, hoping to study a droplet specimen of very old, recently liberated water, you might have been disappointed as you gazed through the microscope to infer the carelessness of scientists Vreeland and Rosenzweig, having evidently contaminated what they had withdrawn from their salt sample. But let me say this, Russ and Bill, working in Westchester University's containment laboratory, had super-sterilized not only their lab environment, but the salt crystal and all of the instruments, so there was no contamination of the water extracted from that chunk of salt. No contamination. That is, not lately. But under the microscope could be seen microorganisms alive. Bacteria flourishing in the water from the salt crystal, once imprisoned and dormant, now free and living and reproducing. And they are thriving to this day. Little bitty creatures that slept all through the age of the dinosaurs. Little creatures that survived the very formation of the continents and awakened rubbing their little eyes 250 million years later to be hailed as the hands-down oldest living anythings on Earth. You know the story of Jurassic Park. A fantasy? Well, now you know the rest of the story.